in your handbag, your knapsack it in your backpack. The smell of your girlfriend can't just come wine. Hello and welcome to Squashcast, your best source for squash tips and techniques, as well as news from around the PSA. Today I'd like to talk about a technique that has been very helpful to me in my quest for an improved game. And this is something you can do off the court. So after you finish your solo practice where you've been focusing on watching the ball, you can go home and recover and do this. And it's funny, I was watching a video where they were interviewing Peter Nichol. He said when he was in his 20s, his life was pretty much centered around squash. And he would wake up at 6 in the morning, go for a long run, come back, train, play, eat lunch, in the afternoon do some interval training and weightlifting. So he was putting in 6 to 8 hours a day of physical training to get to where he got in squash. Now, of course, none of us will ever have that sort of dedication or, for that matter, ability, but we can learn from his example. So, to that end, what I like to do is actually go online and get a squash DVD. Now, there are two types that I've found to be helpful. One are the pure instructional style. For example, David Palmer just put one out, an excellent DVD about his rise to glory. Jonathan Powers had an instructional DVD out for some time. That's a very good program. I'd highly recommend that. And Chris Walker also has an instructional DVD out that is very good. So each of these tools can be used to sharpen up a particular element of your game. Let's say you need to work on your preparation on the backhand side, some techniques, they can give you some tips there, what have you. So perhaps in a future show we'll look at one of these discs specifically, but for the time being I'd like to talk about something I prefer to do, which is actually to go and watch the pros play. And I kind of got onto this after watching the Jonathan Power DVD, where I found that some of the most instructional aspects of it were actually watching him play points. So from there I figured out that the best place to get DVDs, in case you didn't know, is this fellow Jean Delier, who's been at this for maybe 20 or 30 years. He certainly has DVDs that go back as far as the Jeff Hunt era, the Jahangir Khan era, the John Shear era. So check out squashlive.com, I think that's what it's called, or Jean Delier on your search engine, and you'll quickly see that there's a wide selection of tournaments to choose from. So recently I've been watching the Brit Insurance Super Series from 2005, which is the year-end 2005 tournament. Top 8 players in the world come together and play. And not only is it fun and exciting to watch, but it's great for my game. So I like to personally watch the matches of players that have a similar body size as myself, because I find that when I start imitating their form or looking at the way they strike the ball, it helps to be watching a player who has a similar stride length, similar arm length. It seems that the stroke that they produce is more similar to a stroke that I might want to try to produce myself. So, personally, I like watching James Wilstrop and David Palmer. In fact, this last night I was watching a match between those two guys, and it really is a study in, it's a beautiful thing to watch, the way these guys move, prepare for the ball, and then choose, strike the ball, obviously, while watching it. You can literally see the concentration. And then the movement after the ball. So, it really is the best way to learn how to play the game, is to watch these top pros go at it. Another thing you might do is, while watching, put the video to half speed or quarter speed. This will really allow you to observe the footwork, the racket preparation, the follow through. David Pong, for example, you'll watch him play, you'll see how far he extends his racket after the strike. It creates room for him. His opponent can't come into his space as quickly as he might like. Also, the follow through produces a deeper shot. Palmer should also be emulated for his movement. If you look at his training video, actually, he reveals some of his on-court secrets. One drill in particular that I haven't tried yet, but I'm gearing up to try. Perhaps the season rolls around, I'll try this one out and let you guys know how it goes. But basically, he takes 20 cones, small red cones, and then puts a squash ball on top of each one. These cones are distributed around the court, sort of like you see a star drill. And there's a bucket in the middle. And he runs to each cone, picks up the ball, puts it in the bucket, goes on to the next one. And then he takes the ball from the bucket, replaces them on the cone. So this drill clearly is great. It's kind of like a star drill, but it's a little more more angles involved, more turning, more movement, and it looks like a real killer. So David Palmer, one to watch, great form. Will Strop, on the other hand, he's a little more creative. His preparation is a little more erratic. Nonetheless, he produces a wonderful stroke. And I think what's really great to watch about Will Strop is how well he moves for such a big man. I'm a big guy, and you know, it's just nice to see what you can do if you're thinking properly. And his head's always in the right place. His shot making, his decision making is superb. So that's another thing you can really pick up from watching these pros is, you know, what's the right shot to hit in the right circumstance. And I think you'll find that watching pros play is the fastest way to really get that information into your system. So get out there, get yourself a few squash DVDs to watch. As I said, if you're a taller player, you might enjoy watching David Palmer, James Wolfstrop, or John White. If you're a smaller guy, a Thierry Linkou or a Jonathan Power are great examples of guys to watch. And then within these, of course, you know, if you're more of a power player, more of a finesse player, you can choose a player who has a similar style. On a final note, and in line with what we've been talking about today, I thought I'd bring to your attention something called PSALive.tv, which is a great website that actually broadcasts live from the various PSA events around the world. Most recently, they've been at the Mammoth English Open, a long-standing tournament. Peter Nichols won several times in the past. This year, they're through to the final already. Nancy played today, Saturday the 19th at 4 p.m. Final will be between Gregory Gauthier of France and Monsieur Thierry Linkou, also of France. Looks like in the semis, Gregory Gauthier beat Peter Nichol 5-11, 6-11, 8-11, or I guess 11-5, 11-6, 11-8, and Linkou knocked off Beachill 11-3, 7-2, then Beachill had to retire due to injury. So it's an all-French final this year at the Mammoth English Open, to the great dismay, I'm sure, of Englishmen there. But it should be a great final nonetheless, so I'd encourage you to go to psalive.tv and check this out. It's a great way to watch the matches live. This concludes our second edition of the Squash Cast. Hope you've enjoyed it. Hope you will take some of these tips with you onto the court and that your game will improve. Have a great week. And we'll see you next time.